Funny how life goes, isn't it? I mean, I knew eventually this was going to happen. I guess it just sneaked up on me. We were practicing for a new tour in connection with our Greatest Hits album. I decided it was best to go over the parts individually since it had been a while since we had sung some of these songs.
What's up, John B?
Hey, Tips, are you sure you warmed up?
I told you, yes.
All right, try it again.
What's up, John B? See how the main sails.
Oh, jeez, Dips, are you really sure?
Birch, it isn't that he didn't warm up.
What, is he coming down with a cold?
No, we just celebrated his 13th birthday last week. His voice is changing.
His... Oh. Well, then I guess I better go look over the playlist.
I had to take out a few songs we were going to sing and rearrange others so Dips would not need to use his falsetto. Even that got risky, but I finally managed to find a group of songs that he could sing without problem. I would have to seriously think about what we would need to do for future recording and concerts, though. Then the other shoe dropped. Yes, I know that most of us don't wear shoes, but Stargazer does. Hiking boots, actually. And this event involved him. We were packing up everything in the gear truck when Star got a phone call.
Oh, that's Sarah. Hang on. Hi, Sarah. How did your doctor's appointment go? Sarah, this is no time for jokes. What? Seriously? No. That's wonderful news. Thanks for telling me. All right. See you when you get home. I love you, too.
Is she all right?
Yes. Yes, she's fine.
Well, what is it, then? You look like you've been knocked senseless.
She's pregnant.
Really? Oh, that's great news!
Birch, I can't keep doing this.
What, having kids? I think it's great!
No. I mean, I can't keep doing these tours. Things were difficult enough arranging for this one, but next one? I don't know if I can do it, Birch. My family needs me.
And there it was. Star and I had talked about this before, and we put it off since the likelihood of another child seemed so remote. And yet, here we are. There was only one thing we could do. As you know, we usually end our concerts with a local favorite. But not this time. There's something I need to tell you. First of all, Dips just celebrated his 13th birthday. Now you may have noticed that his voice has begun to change. This is going to mean changes for the Beach Bears, as you might expect. But there's something else. Star just got word that he's going to have a second child. For those who don't know Star as well as I do, he's a family bear at heart. And honestly, these tours have always taken a toll on him. So I have to regretfully announce that this is our farewell tour. The Beach Bears have to break up. Yes, I know. We all would love for it to go on forever. But all good things must come to an end. So as our final song, we dedicate this to you, all of our fans.
Showed me how to laugh and how to cry. It introduced me to some friends of mine and brightened up some days. It helped me make it through some lonely nights. Oh, what a friend to have on a cold and lonely night.
This old guitar gave me my lovely lady. It opened up her eyes and ears to me. It brought us close together, and I guess it broke her heart. It opened up the space for us to be. What a lovely place and a lovely space to be.
This old guitar gave me my life, my living, all the things you know I love to do. To serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside, and most of all to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do, you know. I love to sing my songs for you.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.